So while we're on the subject of apps, there is a hot mobile app on college campuses called Yik Yak. It works like Twitter, but it is anonymous. Now, some students find it amusing, but others say it has become a breeding ground for harassment and even threats against Blacks, gays, and women that are so disturbing that students on some campuses have held protests calling for their colleges to block the app. Tasneem Shama from member station WABE has more.
Yik Yak is an Atlanta-based social media app used at more than 2,000 college campuses. If you're not familiar, Emory University freshman Nikolai Uden breaks it down.
It's a forum for people to post anonymous thoughts, and you know, some of those thoughts are potentially offensive to others, but at the same time, I mean, not that I've ever seen anything like groundbreaking, like, wow, that's what a great share. But like sometimes some things are funny.
With the app, comments are posted anonymously, and anyone in that zip code can see, share, and rate the comment. Mostly, there are innocent jokes about bad breakups or awful dining hall food. But students have targeted minorities and made death threats. At Western Washington University, there were calls to lynch the Black student body president. At the University of Missouri, two students threatened to shoot all Black students. And it's not just students of color. Posts have also threatened lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students. At Kenyon College in Ohio, an anonymous commenter proposed a gang rape at the school's Women's Center. In response, at least a half dozen universities have blocked the app on their Wi-Fi. But Emory may do more, trying to block it completely, even from those who access it on a cell phone. Kaya Ruffin is a sophomore at Emory.
For a while, it was just like kind of a lighthearted app.
But then some users took it to the extreme.
Kind of the medium for a lot of hate that's very race-targeted and very gender-targeted. So it's just like it's kind of a downer, so I just avoid it.
Black students in particular, like Manzi Geisa, say they feel targeted.
It's not like this is some kid on a YouTube channel, someone in your geographical area. So you know the fact that you're in class with someone who really feels that they need to share the sentiment of like, oh, Black kids at Emory need to go back to Africa. It's not a good feeling, obviously.
Some students want Yik Yak to set up a geofence around the zip codes of Emory University.
They call it fencing because it implies a boundary of some sort.
Jason Wong is with Gartner Research.
That's based on location, and whether you're within the boundary or outside that boundary, you get different experience.
Wong is an expert at helping businesses develop mobile apps. Geofencing often uses technology much more sophisticated than just GPS coordinates. It's used by advertisers when you're inside a store. It's what promotes bananas on your phone when you're in the produce aisle. And it nudges you to buy deodorant when you're in the health and beauty aisle. One way Yik Yak uses geofences is to block the app entirely at middle and high schools. That's because it's meant for users over the age of 17. Still, Wong says, there are always workarounds.
I think it's a much better policy to explore why people are using an application and maybe explain to people why they shouldn't be using it as opposed to just simply blocking it.
But blocking Yik Yak from Emory is kind of like shooting the messenger. Senior Monique Soy says students can still post offensive comments elsewhere.
There are other things like Emory secrets where people can post hateful stuff as well. I mean, I don't see the college banning that, right?
Emory says it doesn't have a position on Yik Yak, but administrators say they will speak with Black student leaders and set up a task force on possibly requesting a geofence. Yik Yak declined to comment for this story. For NPR News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Atlanta.